Hello and welcome to your better life with better tax returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I have a rental property. I've just bought another one. Is there anything we're not claiming?
Well, I won't know until I look at your books, but it's very common for our clients who own rental properties and possibly people watching today, it's very common for rental property owners not to get depreciation reports. So let me ask you, do you have a depreciation
report? We've got an evaluation on the property. Is that what you mean?
No. That's, another common misperception. Evaluation you've got for the purchasing or sales of the property, it's done, and it's for the whole property, including the land.
Right.
Depreciation reports are about the depreciable assets on the land, the building, the garage, the shed, the fixed assets, because land appreciates, whereas assets depreciate, and it's the depreciation that is the expense that you claim as a rental expense.
Right.
It's your biggest, if not one of your biggest, expenses, and the vast majority of rental property owners simply don't get that depreciation report done. Perhaps they go tight ass, and because it's an $800 report from a quantity surveyor, they think, ooh, $800. But what you're doing, if it's a $400 asset over a 40-year period, which is the life of a house, that's $10,000 a year. You will make that money back in the first year and certainly over the life of that house. So any house, renovation, improvements, be it a kitchen improvement, bathroom improvement, whatever you do, all those costs for significant additions should be included in the rental expenses by having a depreciation report done for all those assets. So once again, we'll help you with that. And that would be the answer to your question, that you may have those, but from your answer, I guess you don't. Again, very similar to all my clients. So make sure you fill out the questionnaire, and the questionnaire addresses that. And if your answer is like Nikki's, that you own a rental property, but you don't have a depreciation report, we'll make sure you do. So when you do your next tax return, you're going to include that depreciation expense in the rental expense. That'll increase the loss you make from the rental property on paper, which loss is claimed as a deduction against your standard income. Basically, in short, it's going to increase your refund. And like we've said for all the other expenses, once you've realised and quantified those expenses, not only will you include them in this year and all future tax returns, we're going to go back and fix your past tax returns for the depreciation schedule in the rental schedule to include that expense again. Nuts and bolts, in short, we're going to include that expense because it has not been claimed, and by claiming it in an amended tax return, we're going to get you that extra refund. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you in complete and submit answers to four questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips, and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy-to-follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.